P.S. I Love Hoffman is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Iggy Pop! Amen! Let it rock!
I'm a fucking idiot.
Red meat, we crave sustenance.
I'm an artist.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Cooley.
It's fun to have some fun.
Tommy,
it's a tape thing.
Whoever she is, I'm going to find her and I'm going to hurt her.
I've spent the past 3 years learning Finnish.
I'm always home. I'm uncool.
This is a process of dehypnotization.
Shut up!
Need a little bit of water.
Hey, Hoff fans. Welcome to P.S. I Still Love Hoffman. Our love letter to the remarkable career of the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman. I'm still Brian Rodriguez.
And I'm still Kyle Reinfried.
We're always home, we're always uncool, and we're always ready to talk all things Philip Seymour Hoffman and beyond. Kyle, how's it going? How's the holiday season treating you?
Holiday season's treating me pretty well. Thanksgiving was enjoyable, but I am ready for Christmas. Well, I'm not ready for Christmas because I have a little bit of shopping done.
Oh my god, I haven't done any of my shopping.
Yeah, I did. I did some you know what I did? I had two big jars of coins, and like TD Bank doesn't have those
the coin machines
anymore. And it sucks when you go to like Coinstars and they take whatever percentage. But if you do like a gift card thing, you get the full thing. So I took all my coins and I put that to Amazon. Like a gift card. Mm. So I'm like, that's like some spending money for the holiday season.
Nice,
so I'm
nice.
Trying to be. But yeah, no, the things are so. Shopping, I'm not ready for. But as far as the festivities, I went to one Christmas party already. It was a charcuterie delight. I'm having a party myself, as you're aware of, and then just ready for family holiday parties as well.
Yeah, no, same here. And I'm also ready, you know, to usher in a new year.
A new decade.
A new decade.
No one makes a big deal about a decade anymore, I feel like.
I mean, how many times in your life have you been able to assess a decade?
I guess twice.
Yeah, you can't really count the 80s to the 90s.
No.
So, I mean, this is, I feel like, one of our first conscious decades.
Yeah. But, like, I specifically remember, like, 1999 to 2000, like, that New Year's Eve. I don't necessarily remember what I did.
Well, that was the millennium, that's why.
Yeah, but I'm just, yeah, well, yeah, but, like, that's just, like, my best memories in the sense of, like, where my memory is still, like, kind of strong from is right around, like, that was 7th grade. So, like, that's, like, when my memories are still good from.
Gotcha. But I was saying another year of P.S. I Still Love Hoffman.
No, we completed a year. That's crazy.
Hope you guys enjoyed the episode on Mary and Max.
That was a little rough in the sense of it's a movie I think you just need to like sit quietly and watch.
Yeah, it's not one you want to talk through, but
yeah,
hopefully that what we end up voting on this what we end up announcing for the January episode,
yeah,
will be a little bit different. I don't know, we'll see. But before we get into that, a couple news and notes. Speaking of that January episode, we have a bit of a scheduling change for next year.
Yes.
That we need to announce. The powers that be, and not that we don't disagree, because we just want to get content out, and it doesn't really matter what day for us, but the powers that be have, you know, kind of decided that instead of the 1st and the 15th of every month, the rewatch episodes will come out on the first Monday of every month, and the mid-months will come out on the 3rd Monday of every month. And I agree with this strategy because as someone who's super busy, it's really hard for me to keep up on podcasts that come out on the weekend. And sometimes the 1st and the 15th of the month fall on a Saturday and Sunday. And you're busy, you're doing other things. So Monday, you know, start your week almost every other week off with this show as we honor Philip Seymour Hoffman. I mean, what do you think of the change, Kyle?
It's fine by me.
I don't think much is going to change.
No, not much is going to change.
Same bat channel.
I guess we'll just, I mean, you know, 1st and 15th, it's just like at least numbers in your head, but we'll just have to be like, wait, is this the 3rd Monday of the month? You know, like, have to be a little bit more.
Yeah, I think it'll just be like
for our own. They will always come out on those days, but just for our own, when we realize like, oh, we have to get together and watch a movie.
Yes, for recording's sake. That's for sure.
Yes.
Not too much Hoffman news out there. We'll talk more about like the Oscars, I think, next year and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much Hoffman news, though. One thing, though, I was recently in Iceland. I know this seems completely unrelated, but it is. And Kyle, you'd already been to Iceland.
Yeah, about a little over 3 years ago.
And you made a recommendation for me. What is it even called? Lebowski Bar?
The Lebowski Bar, yeah.
Yes, and it's a bar in Iceland, of all places, that's a Big Lebowski theme. And, of course, The Big Lebowski, a film that our main man, Philip Zimmer Hoffman, was a part of.
Brandt.
And I'll probably share this on our social media. And once again, guys, you can follow our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PS I Love Hoffman, super easy to find. But while I enjoyed the place and I had a White Russian, I had one with soy milk because I am lactose intolerant.
It ain't cheap.
Oh, no, it is not cheap. But it's still, I recommend it if you're a fan of The Big Lebowski or if you're a movie fan in general because the attention to detail there are great. Except, not a lot of Brandt stuff.
No, I mean,
Other characters get their just due. So, Kyle, I'm going to show you the one picture I have that they had of Brandt in the entire thing, and it was a cartoon.
All right.
It doesn't really do him justice.
No, he kind of looks more like, oh, God, why am I blanking on Paul Feig.
Paul Feig. I was thinking Aaron Sorkin.
Aaron, yeah.
And, again, I'll share. It's just like a little cartoon of him and... You know, obviously there's more stuff with the dude and...
Yeah, but it could have had, like, a good, like... There should be, like, a mural of, like, the dude with the rug and, like...
Well, they had Jesus things and stuff like that.
I guess because ultimately, like, I mean, the Big Lebowski, it's like, you know, like, the bowling stuff is a lot more. So I guess, like, you know.
Fair.
I'm
a Hoff fan.
Well, of course,
I want to see it.
I am as well. But, like, I mean, if I was going to guess, you know, what the most... The most characters we're going to see in there is going to be, obviously, the dude, and then Walter, and then Donnie, and then the Jesus. So, yeah.
So there was another Brandt thing there, and it was something on the menu. Now, if you had to do a Hoffman-Brandt thing, and again, this is very Foodie Films now, your other podcast, but if you had to do something called the Brandt or the Brandt, what would it be in your mind?
Long Island iced tea.
Oh, sorry, I should have clarified. This is a food item.
Oh. Food item, Brandt. I feel like it should be like almost like some kind of like appetite. Like I'm thinking hors d'oeuvres, so then that makes my mind go to appetizers. Something on a croissant.
You would think, and honestly, it might be delicious. It might be great. The dish they picked to name after him is nothing like Brandt to me. It is a chili burger.
Yeah, no, that's like Walter or the dude or...
Yeah, spicy burger, chili marinated bacon, cheese, tomato, lettuce, onion, garlic sauce. Sounds great. Not Brandt.
No, not Brandt at all.
So as much
Brandt
as I like
should be this... like, at the craziest, a patty melt.
Yeah, I could see him being a patty melt.
Or like a croque monsieur or something like that.
Yeah, come on. I don't know. Again, I think it's a great place, especially if you're a fan of the movie. I'm not dissing it. But as Hoff fans, more Brandt and be better about Brandt. They clearly did not care about the Hoffman-ness here. That's for sure.
It's unfortunate. That was before I was there before. I mean, I was obviously a Philip Seymour Hoffman fan. But it was before our podcast existed.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was like the summer before if we started it. I think our first episode came out in, like, a March.
Yeah, so
it was that next March.
Wow, history. So
yeah, exactly. And also, I probably didn't... I mean, when I was there, I was under substances. So.
White Russians.
White, yeah, exactly. White Russians.
So, this month on the poll... So, last week, I called it The Savages. And it turns out that is correct. It is The Savages. But all the posters and all the DVDs just say Savages. So, we have to call it The Savages, though, because there was a film called Savages that came out, like, a couple years after that.
Yeah, that one is, like, Benicio del Toro
yeah.
and, yeah, Aaron Johnson. I don't know. The one that's in Godzilla.
Yeah, that's Aaron Silver, Johnson.
Something like that, yeah.
So, it was Savages versus Cold Mountain.
Oh.
Two films that I feel like take place in the winter.
Yeah.
And two films that I'm really looking forward to rewatch. You want to give a handicap on each film?
Yeah, I mean, they're two very different movies. You're getting Cold Mountain falls into that, like, romance epic, you know, like the English Patient kind of category. And then The Savages falls into that indie, very, I remember studying the screenplay in a screenplay, like, class in college, you know, very dialogue driven, kind of quirky, dark humor, just real character study kind of stuff versus just like, I mean, yeah, the other thing is the backdrop of the Civil War and just, you know, obviously an extension of, you know, Gone with the Wind might be like one of the biggest originals of that genre. But like you said, two films I would have very much, whichever one the Haw fans chose, I'm looking forward to rewatching. I guess in the end, The Savages would be, I would prefer more just because we get more Hoffman.
We do get more, but just to...
He has fun with that character, though, in Cold Mountain. A lot of fun.
Yes, and that was his first Golden Globe nomination.
Oh,
first
yeah.
time he's really recognized yeah. there. And I think we just got, like, our Golden Globe nominations recently.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
So it would be appropriate, and again, he's not the main character, but he does certainly play a big and pivotal role in Cold Mountain. But again, The Savages is also a great film as well. And Kyle, you're with the winners for a change this time.
Oh, wow.
And it was a landslide.
A landslide along the Cold Mountain.
The Savages killed Cold Mountain.
Wow.
Yeah, like one of our biggest landslides that we've ever had while doing this podcast. So that's what we'll be watching.
Jude Law was killed twice. Spoiler alert.
Whoa, yeah, ruining it. So, just a reminder, guys, since it's the first Monday of January, it'll be January 6th.
January 6th?
Yes.
Okay.
So, January 6th, you can listen to Kyle and I rewatch and give you some awesome commentary on The Savages. And you know I'm a big Laura Linney fan, so I'm excited about this.
Love Congo.
Oh, yeah, Congo. I'm more into John Adams. There's a Paul Giamatti podcast. I gotta check it out.
Mmm.
Good response. Is that your... Are you tasting wine and sideways thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Great Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti. That's like Little Nicky.
But Paul Giamatti kind of sounds like Little Nicky.
Yeah, Billions. That's his show, Billions.
Did you like him in the Planet of the Apes, the one...
as the orangutan.
Yeah, with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. With Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg is like talks like this.
What does he say in Saturday Night Live? Like, say hi to your mother for me. Like, this is line, like when Andy Samberg plays him in Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah. I was kidding. There's way too many names going on. I'm like, Andy Samberg,
yes, we're just
Paul
name
Giamatti.
So, guys, as always, remember, vote on our social media. You know, in the next episode, we'll tell you what to vote for the next month, all that jazz. But also, really important, hit that subscribe button, whether it be on Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to us now. And as Kyle, you mentioned, cageclub.me.
That's cageclub.me.
Yes, it is. And you can get all our old episodes there. Catch up. You know what's a good thing for the holiday season that you can do? Listen to our original episode on The Savages.
Yeah, be all, like, let's be nostalgic together.
Yes, this is a time for nostalgia. And, you know, you can compare and contrast. Maybe our opinions have changed. Maybe they haven't. Well, as the year ends, though, you know, we already said what we're thankful for last month, but just, again, want to thank you, the Haw fans out there, for helping keep the memory of Philip Seymour Hoffman alive and just giving us a reason to talk about his great career and his great films.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just happy we're still going with this, and you guys being as involved as you are, and we would always love, like, as Brian said before, just more involvement, because it's all about keeping this man's legacy alive and spreading the good word of I'm getting to see him shine in all these movies. So thank you for keeping that going. We're enjoying watching them and presenting them to you, and thank you very much for listening and obviously with these episodes, rewatching the movies and, you know, partaking in that. We love the interactiveness of that.
Yeah, thank you so much. And of course, again, just a reminder, you can check me out on High School Slumber Party as well on the Cage Club Podcast Network, where I talk about high school films. And Kyle, you, of course, on Foodie Films, where you're not just talking about foodie films.
No, we're talking food professionals, food industry people, food and drink. A lot of great conversations. I'm meeting a lot of cool people. So love those. Love the most recent episode with Dan Churchill of Charlie Street. He's just a really cool guy. Good Aussie. Talk some Australian talk with him. That's my shitty Australian accent. But yeah, that's so. Love seeing the Hoff fans transfer to High School Slumber Party and Foodie Films as well. So appreciate your guys' support. Thank you very much for that.
And thank you, Kyle, for, you know, a great year of Hoffman Talk, another great year of Hoffman Talk, and looking forward to another one as well.
Yes. Remember, guys, stay uncool.
Stay uncool. I didn't even have to prompt you.
Nope.
Sex a thing, you.